You must be getting hot wearing that mask. You haven't taken it off for hours, really. You must be sweating buckets. You're very talkative, aren't you? You could at least tell me where I'm being taken. No. Who hired you, then? You've definitely been hired by someone. You're too much of a professional to be doing this on your own. Who do you work for, Many have tried to kidnap me before, you know. The Wilton clans in the east, looking for a quick ransom. The tree women in the west once. I actually believed my blood was the key to performing some ancient ritual of theirs. Lord Fathier has even tried on several occasions in an effort to force me to become his wife. All of them have failed or eventually had their plans thwarted before whichever lackey they had could return me to them. Perhaps you were bought by one of them? Fathier might have actually decided to put some real money behind his proposal this time. Most likely not. Could we at least open the curtains? This interior is depressing. Ow! Let go of my arm! I'm opening the curtain. Aha! He does speak. My, what a handsome voice he has. Why can I not open the curtain then, sir? Are you afraid I might somehow contact my father and relay my location while you unyildingly glare at me, No, they won't already be following us. You escaped with me on foot and caught a carriage miles away from the city. I had a good view of things while I was slung over your shoulder and my face was smacking against your backside. Trust me, nobody saw you leave with me. If they had, well, you'd certainly be lacking for my company now. They will be on their way soon enough, though. There's the setting sun. I can see we're no longer in my country now. I must say, this kidnapping appears to be going splendidly for you so far. You'll have to give me your details for when I next think of hiring someone of your particular talents. I could have Lady Pidowee capped, the self-righteous old cow. She is a self-righteous old cow. She's my aunt by marriage, and for my 18th birthday, she gave me a book on how to be a good queen. No, that would be fine, except the book was written by her. This old witch married into power. What could she possibly know of being a good queen? You brown noser, she is not. She is not an honorable woman. I can't fathom why Uncle Anna would marry her. She has no beauty, no brains, no wit, no youth. She's an utterly unbearable woman. You speak so fondly of her, I wonder if it was she who hired you. Well, maybe I can introduce you to her. Perhaps you could use your manly voice and presumably charming good looks to woo her from my uncle so he can find a more suitable wife. I bet you could, couldn't you? Of course, you'll have to wait until my father's men bring you in to answer for your crimes. They will catch you, you know that. They might opt not to execute you if you give them the name of your employer, though. You won't do that, though. You've managed to keep me unharmed for the duration of me being in your possession, and depending on how the rest of our evening goes, I might say I've even enjoyed your company. I could put in a good word with my father. It won't sway him, though. He won't rest until I'm safe, and if he can have the head of the one who hired you, then he will settle on yours for the time being. I ought to offer you a last request, I suppose. Compensation for an attempted kidnapping doomed to fail. It is the honorable thing to do. What would you like, then? If I had a pencil and some paper to give, I could draw you a portrait, though you'd have to take that ridiculous mask off first. Or I could sing for you. Even a professional kidnapper must love a good song. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty, oh. Toss a coin to your witcher, a friend of humanity. No, it is not. My voice is not irritating. Mother says I have the best singing voice in the kingdom. Oh, be quiet. I should have never insisted you speak. Everything that leaves your mouth is rotten. It is rotten. Say something nice, then. Prove you're not so rotten as all that. Yes, the sunset is pretty. What of it? I meant say something nice about me. Pay me a compliment. My father's executioner will kill you. A compliment will not. Say something nice. Well, of course I am fair and pleasing to the eye. I am a princess. What exactly do you find pleasing about me? Thank you, sir. Yes, my hair is naturally curly. You did take me in the early hours of the morning while the city slept, remember? Well, thank you. I get the red from my father. If you like my curls so much, I must order my handmaidens never to comb them out again. You like my eyes too. Why aren't you a charmer? And my smile is nice. Well, that can't be all you have to say. A beautiful girl with fiery red hair and puckless skin sits alone with you in nothing but her nightgown, and that's all you have to say? What? It makes you what? Go on, say it. I knew it. I knew that's what you wanted in the end. I make you ravenous, don't I? Maybe you're not as much of a professional as I thought you were. You've been seduced so easily by the pretty princess you were sent to kidnap. Maybe you are just a pervert. What would your superior say? Better yet, what will my father say when I tell him my kidnapper wanted to have his perverted way with me before he returned me to his masters? Come now, you've been in agony over this entire trip. So what if I was flirting with you? Even through your mask, I can tell. You've been ogling at me this whole time. No, that's what you wanted. I confess, I do like you, and have been enjoying your company so far, but I could never lower myself to make play with a common crook. Okay, I see my games have left the pervert in a somewhat disgruntled mood. I apologize. Oh, don't be like that. Please, I am sorry. How about I make it up to you? I want the rest of our time together to be pleasant. I'll offer you something, then. I will let you relieve your frustrations in front of me. I know you want to. You've been wanting it this entire trip. So do it. Come on now, that little thing in your trousers must be aching to be released. I bet it is. I bet it's the littlest little manhood in all the kingdoms. Okay, I won't mock you. Just let me see. I could see it poking against your trousers the whole time, but never thought it would be so majestic in person. It's so thick. Does it always grow so large for a woman, or does it take a particular liking to princesses with curly red hair? It looks absolutely restless. Why don't you start stroking it for me? No? Why not? You want to see me? What a preposterous proposal. I'm a princess, and you must take me for a harlot to ask me to get naked for you. Oh, stop it. No, don't get all moody with me. All right, fine. You're going to be in your grave soon enough. I suppose it's the least I could do. I'll peel off the shoulders of my gown first. That's it. Stroke it for me. You like my cleavage, don't you? Thank you. See, a compliment won't kill anyone. Sometimes you even get something back. Here's the rest of them. You're at a loss for words, but I'll take your soft grunting to mean that you like them. Stroke yourself harder for me, then. You like how smooth and round they are? You like my pink, puffy nipples? My gown is nearly transparent. I bet you were staring at them this whole time we've been sitting here. Staring at my tits. Do you like me saying the word tits? You must like it. It's making you moan so desperately. You like the sweet, innocent princess you kidnapped using naughty words. You want to fuck my tits, don't you? You want to feel them on your cock and then explode all over them? I know you want it. You want it so badly. You want to know what they feel like. Imagine thrusting up into them as I rub them all over your dick. Yes, I do have a dirty mouth. You'd love to use my dirty mouth, wouldn't you? Just imagine me sucking you, licking your shaft, and then kissing your balls, taking them between my lips. I would take the whole of your big, sexy cock in my mouth and let you fuck my throat with abandon. You'd blow your load and I'd swallow every drop. Regrettably, none of this can ever happen. I'm a princess and you're a criminal. It's hardly becoming. My father's men will be along shortly to have you arrested to await your execution, so we couldn't do it even if we wanted to. There simply wouldn't be enough time. Why have you stopped stroking? What? What did I say? Wait, I'm sorry. I can see how my tone might have been counterproductive to your arousal. Wait, don't put your cock away, please. Hold on. Just let me turn around. This card is so tiny. Here. See, that's perked you right up, hasn't it? You find my arse sexy? What do you find sexy about it? You like the curve of it? Well, let me put one foot on the floor and my knee up on the seat for you to better observe its curvature. Oh, you like the thickness of my thighs too. Thank you. Keep pumping for me now. Faster. Think about what you want to do to me. Tell me what you want to do with my fat arse and toned legs. Keep talking. You're making me wet. Oh, you're a naughty one, aren't you? Oh, yes. Imagine grabbing my waist with both hands, thrusting into me from behind. Oh, my dear assailant, my abductor, my hijacker, my thief. I need you to come for me. All of that tension, all that frustration, I need it. Give it to me. Come for your little harlot of a princess. Oh, yes, keep coming. Come all over the carriage. Did you enjoy that? What? What do you mean, not fully satisfied? I have allowed you the privilege of relieving yourself to the view of my bare tits and arse, and you want more? Well, you can't have it. Of course I was teasing you. That was the whole point. Honestly, sitting here and watching you get off wasn't all too pleasant for me, either. No, it wasn't. I did not love it. I did not. Oh, shut up. The sooner my father's men arrive, the better. I'll be sure to tell him what you did here. The evidence is all over the carriage. I'll clean it up? Oh, is that what you think? Whatever will it take to temper those expectations?